Hey everyone, how's it going? This is Azrin the Language Nerd here. I'm the owner of the Calgary Language Nerds, and welcome to today's podcast episode. I want to give you a behind the scenes to the behind the scenes. In other words, I'm giving you a super behind the scenes episode today where I would like to share a new project that I am currently working on. So, obviously, everyone has their own way of learning a language. And as we all know, it's common sense, there is not a single best way to learn a language. There are many ways to go about it, and different strategies work for different people. And the problem with that statement, though, is that me saying, hey, there's a bunch of different ways to do it, there's not a one size fits all answer. By me saying that, unfortunately for you, it's not very helpful. It's not helpful for me to say there are lots of ways to learn a language. It's like if you asked me, hey, I'm looking for directions to get to the new mall that opened in my city last week. How do I get there? And I said, well, you've got lots of roads to get there. And I left it there. You'd be like, great. Well, can you give me one road to follow? Can you give me something? And so, first of all, before I dive into the project, it is important to realize that some framework, following a framework, is better than not following any framework. I would much rather you follow someone's methodology than you not follow any methodology. It's better to have something that you're following than nothing. It's like going back to the analogy I mentioned a moment ago. If a new mall opened up and you were looking for directions, sure, there might be four different ways to get to the mall, but it's not helpful for me to say there's four different ways to get to the mall. For me to be helpful, I have to say, hey, here's one way you can take to get to the mall. Does that make sense? Now, as I was saying, it's not helpful for someone to say, hey, there are a lot of different ways to learn a language. So, something I am on the fence of doing, I'm working on this, I'm making some plans for it, is I want to create a series on my podcast, YouTube channel, Instagram, basically any major content platform on the internet. I would like to start outlining different ways to learn a language and explain in some level of depth how to go about learning a language using that sort of methodology. So, for instance, I might say something like, hey, how could you learn a language primarily taking classes or private lessons? What would that look like? How many classes would you have to take per week? What would you need to do between the lessons? What kind of class are you looking for? What do you look for in your teacher? When should you take group lessons versus private lessons? Should you take both at the same time? How do you know if group or private is better for you? What are the advantages of group classes versus private classes? If you're doing this, what should you do to supplement the classes? So, actually making a good, I don't know, 1 hour video, 1 hour podcast, something like that. I don't actually know how long it would be, but a reasonably detailed piece of content that would break down, here is how you'd learn a language using classes. Then perhaps there's another episode where I talk about something like, here's how you can learn a language using by immersing yourself in the language. Here's an immersion strategy. You can immerse yourself by traveling. If you travel to the country, what would you need to do? How would that look? How would you take advantage of being in the country? How would you do that? What if you don't have the money to travel? How could you immerse yourself locally in your city? What would that look like? What kind of steps would you take? Maybe you're someone who likes to learn using more of an input-driven strategy with lots of listening and reading. Well, what could you listen to? How do you listen? What do you read? What kind of content should you start with? I want to start to explain those in far more depth. Because that way, what someone could do, hypothetically, if I can execute on this well, and that is an if, we're going to see how this plays out. But hypothetically, if I outline, God, I don't know, 7 different methods, 12 different methods, 6 different methods, 20, whatever the number is, a certain number of methods, and I give some reasonably detailed instruction for each method, you can then find the method that is best for you. Does that make sense? In terms of the format of this new show, I suppose you could call it, this new show that I'm thinking of putting together, here's my thought process now. My thought process is to have two different types of episodes. One type of episode is an episode where I share a method that I've created, that I've put together myself. And then another type of episode where I'd bring someone on as a guest and we would talk about a method that they have designed, or that they have followed to reach a high degree of fluency in another language. And I can interview that person and we can discuss. I think both of those can be very useful for people listening. So what you're getting today right now is a behind the scenes to the behind the scenes. You might think to yourself, what the heck is what do you mean by behind the scenes to the behind the scenes? Well, because I'm not quite ready to launch this project yet, I'm not quite ready. One thing I'm pretty close to doing as well, I'm still deciding, but I'm pretty close to making this decision where I want to create a series that is called something like The Daily Update, something like that, where I give you a daily or at least a regular update on how things are going with the launch of the new show. So that way there can be a build up to the new show. You can see how I'm preparing, or rather hear, because it's on the podcast, hear about how I'm preparing, what kinds of steps I'm doing, what's going through my mind. And that way when it launches on day one, you'll have all this context about the show before it even started. So it creates a little bit of a build up to the show itself. So I am doing this kind of episode zero, I guess you could call it maybe, because I haven't even decided what the exact format of the behind the scenes podcast episodes are going to be. But here we are, I'm starting. Here's where I'm at right now. So right now, the first thing, I mentioned this in the last podcast episode, I am working on the production quality of my content. Listen, I'm not going to have the highest production quality in the world. That doesn't interest me at all. But I do want to step it up a little bit, because in the past, I have focused zero on production quality. So as I'm making this right now, I'm actually making this podcast as a bit of a test. I'm testing something right now. I'm sitting in a different place right now that has a little bit of, I guess, some better acoustics. I'm using a different microphone. It's a microphone that has a problem when it's around Wi-Fi devices. So I have it right beside my laptop to see if it causes a problem. So I know if I need to buy a new microphone. I'm going to do a little bit of audio editing on this after to learn more about that. I've also got my camera set up in front of me. It's not recording, but I have my camera set up in front of me too, because I think I've got a better setup for my camera in terms of having a nicer background. In the past, I'd even have windows in my background, just on my laptop. I'd use my laptop camera with the window in the background, and it's terrible because the light shines through the window and I show up all dark and grainy. So I want to fix that, clean that up a little bit. And that's what I'm working on now. I want to get the aesthetics better than they were before. Not perfect, because that's not of interest to me, but I want to take some incremental steps in the right direction to make it better. And as time goes on, I'll figure out how much better I want to make it. We'll see how interested I get in making things better. But yeah. So anything else I want to share today? I think so. I mean, maybe something you can take away from this podcast episode is I just encourage people to try new things. I encourage you to try new projects, learn new skills. This new podcast, or rather content project, which I'm calling tentatively The Best Way to Learn a Language. That's what I'm thinking of calling it. Something like The Best Way to Learn a Language, presented by the Calgary Language Nerds, or something like that. I haven't quite decided on the name, but it's going to be something like that. I'm starting this new project. I've decided to learn more about production quality, even just a little bit, to make it somewhat better. I'm trying. It might fail completely. It might never even get started. I might get all the equipment and get started and realize, no, this is not what I want to do. But hey, you've got to try new things. I think it's important. It's good for the brain. You learn new skills. It keeps you active. It energizes you. It might even help you in your career because you're developing yourself personally, which will have a, which will transfer over to your work life. So that's always a big plus. And ultimately, and I think most importantly, at least for me, it keeps the brain occupied. Boy, one important piece of not feeling aimless, in my perspective, is to keep your brain occupied. Give yourself something to work on. Give yourself something to focus on. I think that's important. You have to have something to work towards, to focus on. You have to have an aim, otherwise you will be aimless. Is that common sense? Maybe it is. But people who are aimless, I think you've just got to aim at something. If you feel aimless, you have to aim at something. And the something could be really small. It doesn't have to be big and glamorous. It could be something, well, very small for crying out loud. It doesn't have to be anything major. Like for me, to like right now, all I've been aiming at the past few days is something small, is to become 1% better at production quality. Every day I tell myself, what can I do to become 1% better? What would make things a little better? And I think to myself, okay, maybe I should watch a video about audio quality. Maybe I should watch a video about how to make a better podcast. Maybe I should think about, and this was something I did, I just thought about for half an hour, what can I do to make this better? Baby steps every day, but it gives you something to aim at. So aside from that, trying to think if there's anything else I want to share with you. I think I should, because this podcast has only been going for 12 minutes. I thought it might take a little longer. So yeah, let me share a couple more things at least. Maybe some language learning related things. A big thing that is going on in my world right now when it comes to language learning is focusing on my Mandarin. So I'm doing about, it looks like this month, I'm going to finish the month at about 15 hours of active study, with the bulk of it being reading and listening oriented, active reading and active listening. Little bit of speaking sprinkled in, little bit of other strategies sprinkled in, but primarily reading and listening. And that's been a big focus for me. It's been really cool for me to see my Mandarin level steadily increase, It has been about a year or two since I felt that in my Mandarin. And I attribute that just to consistency. That's primarily to consistency. And honestly, guys, that's one of the biggest things when it comes to learning a language, consistency. I think I alluded to it in the previous podcast episode. The method you use is important, but it's not nearly as important as you being consistent. An imperfect method will still work if you're reasonably consistent with it. If you're reasonably consistent, even if it's not the best method, you will still see some kind of progress. I gave the analogy a few episodes ago of cutting down a tree. You could cut down a tree with a saw. You could cut down a tree with a nice modern axe, or you could cut down a tree with a bronze axe. Obviously, the bronze axe will be slower than the modern axe, and the modern axe will be slower than the chainsaw. But all of them will work. And if all you found at your disposal is a bronze axe, well, you may as well get started with the bronze axe while looking for a better tool. You may as well do both. You know, quick story for you. I recently found a new student for Spanish. It's a couple. And these two are incredibly new to learning a language. They've never done it before. They don't speak a word of the language that they're learning. And not only that, they don't really know anything about language learning whatsoever. Sometimes I come across new language learners, but they maybe learned a language earlier on in their life, or they somehow know a little bit about language learning as a whole. They understand the concept of conjugation, for instance. They understand the concept of maybe masculine and feminine in a language like French. They understand a little bit of French. They know some words. They know a couple little things about the language. They're not at a complete zero. They're starting off at 2% on 100. They have a little tiny start. But these two students I recently found, they have nothing. Nothing at all. They're completely at a zero level. And this is a brand new skill for them. They've never done anything even remotely similar. And I did a presentation with them to introduce them to second language acquisition and get them going on the right foot. And they have recently started using Duolingo. So they're taking a weekly class. I gave them a bunch of things for them to do, listening, reading, writing, etc. I gave them some things to do, but they have settled on using Duolingo. That's the primary avenue they've decided to use. And you guys probably know my perspective on Duolingo. I think that it's fine. I think that it's a fine tool, but in the long term, it's not. If you're just using the app, it's not a resource that's going to help you get to a high degree of fluency. That's not going to happen, right? But let's go back to this bronze axe analogy. This couple has found a bronze axe. And what I'm going to now work with them on is saying, great, use Duolingo. Absolutely, because they were doing nothing before. They had never learned Spanish. Now they're doing something. Something is always better than nothing. So I'm not going to tell them to stop. I'm going to tell them to double down on Duolingo. Yeah, good job. Keep using it. And understand that you're currently using a bronze axe. So let's work together to upgrade you to a more modern axe to start. Let's give you a 5% upgrade. So yes, use Duolingo. I also want you to read this and maybe answer some questions about it. And in class, you can discuss it a little bit, or I don't know, I'm making it up. I need to actually think through what I'm going to tell them to do. But you give them something a little bit more to build upon what they're doing. And slowly but surely, you end up using a very effective language learning method, if that makes sense. So that's important. And I wanted to make sure we talked about that. All right, it's 1:51 at night. This podcast has been going on for 17 minutes. I think that's long enough for today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your morning, afternoon, evening, night, whatever it is for you right now as you're listening to this. And I look forward to seeing you in the next, or rather seeing you. Can I see you through a podcast? Regardless, I look forward to the next podcast episode. Bye for now. See you.